تن تا تام.
Okay, Chevra, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. We'll begin learning Torah because Torah is awesome and this is why we're here. Nadi asked me what the plan is in terms of doing Malachos, which Malachos we plan on covering. At this point, my preference is to kind of go al Seder HaGemara and spend a little longer just finishing the sugyas as they appear in the Gemara, and we'll go from there. So, Zok the Gemara on Sadi Heyomer, on Ayin Heyomer Aleph, excuse me. There's a malach in the Mishkan called HaShochet. The Gemara asks, Shochet Mishumai Chayiv. Right, Rashi points out that we're not talking about the malach of shochet in the Mishkan. The malach of shochet in the Mishkan is, of course, one of the lamentas malachos independently. But if a person happens to shecht, what is the malacha that the person is in violation of? Shochet mishum maichayiv. Rav says yuchayiv mishum tzoveya. Shmuel says yuchayiv mishum nitilas neshama. So according to Rav, it is tzoveya. The Gemara says, Mishum tzoveya im mishum tzilas neshama. Lo, how could it be possibly that you're only chayiv mishum tzoveya, you're not chayiv mishum tzilas neshama? Zok the Gemara, ema af mishum tzoveya. Right? That according to Rav, when I say that you're chayiv for tzoveya, you're chayiv both for tzoveya and for tzilas neshama. Mr. Fink, how are you, sir?
Why can't you just say you're chayiv for shechita?
So, apparently, the Mishnah lists shochet as one of the lamites malachos. Nonetheless, the Gemara is not satisfied to say that you're only chayiv for shochet if a person shechts, because, or so to speak, the Gemara wants to flesh out the possibility that you're also chayiv for something else. The Gemara, enochanam, you are chayiv mishum shochet. That's what Rashi points out. But, and that's what the Gemara is saying over here, right? It's not shayach, it's only tzoveya, but at the same time, we want to flesh out the possibility that maybe you're chayiv for shochet as well.
I knew, like, if you feed an animal arsenic.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Nady.
Like, if you feed an animal arsenic.
if you feed an animal arsenic, so that is only netilas neshama, that's not tzeveya, that's correct. But a person who happens to do a ma'isa shechita can zayin that such a person violates two malachos, tzeveya and netilas neshama. That's the issue that the Gemara addresses.
Rabbi, does this relate to what we discussed by Tofer of the quintessential malacha is impossible without doing two malachos?
So, but it's not. As you just said, if the quintessential malacha is netilas, shochet means netilas neshama, and I can poison a cow, right? And but therefore, the I can die for shochet out poisoning. You don't need, unlike Tofer, that you need kosher to be chayiv, at least the way the Gemara said, and many of the Rishonim said, no, Taki, you don't need kosher, you could just be malafif the chut or whatever, but by shochet, you'd seem to need soveya.
Right, but
paradigmatic shochet would involve soveya.
Exactly, not just paradigmatic shochet, of the Mishkan, right? Netilas Hashemah of the Mishkan was shechita.
Netilas neshama of the Mishkan was shechita, but shechita in the Mishnah means netilas neshama, and I can do netilas neshama without shechita.
I'm saying in the Mishkan, was there a netilas neshama without tzoveya? I wasn't sure if this was going to...
Again, I don't know. What happens by the chilazon? The dam comes out of the chilazon. There is some sort of netilas neshama also, the Gemara says, right?
Right. But it was in the Seder of the Oros, of the right? Mfashto, Amabdo, it was about the Oros. I wasn't sure if this was going to get into, like, Rav talks about Lahuch Shom Lamechas Shamayim, whether that would actually require the shechita or just the min or whatever. I wasn't sure if we were going to go there. Of like, yeah, they did the shechita in the Mishkan, but they didn't really need to do shechita. They could have just killed the tachash.
Right. I mean, they could have killed the tachash in some other way that didn't involve shechita. And that, when I use the term shochet, it really... What I think is going on here is that when I use the word shochet, it really means netilas neshama. And it's very shayach to violate netilas neshama without shechita. The question la halacha that comes up is if a person does shechita, so does that person violate only netilas neshama or also tzoveya? So that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you also violate tzoveya. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara then continues, Amar Rav, Milsa da Amri, it's such a funny line in the Gemara, no? I'm going to explain what I'm saying because I'm worried that future generations will laugh at me. Future generations will laugh. How is it nicha? How is it that you're happy with the tzeveya in the case of your sheichet? Nicha the litvus beis hashchita doma kehecha the litzuha inshi. It's nichale because you want people to see the meat or to see that it's fresh, it's going to be redder, and therefore they'll come and they will they'll buy the animal. That's what the Gemara says. Now, here's the story. Let's take this sugya apart from a few angles. Amachlokes Rav and Shmuel. Am I also chayav for tzeveya or not? How does the Rambam paskin? So look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, and as soon as I turn there, I will read it to you. State in Rambam. That maybe Ellie, you'll probably get there before me. Yeah. What does the Rambam say? Oh.
Oh.
So here's the thing. The Rambam writes that Shochet is Chayiv, and not only Shochet, but any Netilas Neshama is Chayiv, right?
He also says Nechira, Arakah.
Nechira, right? In other words, if I kill the animal some other way, correct?
By choking it.
By choking it. So I'm also Chayiv Mishum Shochet. Ad Kan Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam does not say that I am Chayiv for Tzoveya.
It doesn't say you're
chayiv
for
Netzias HaShana. The Rambam says that Shochet, here, let's read again. Shochet is chayiv, not only Shochet, but any Notel Neshama. Right? In other words, not only the Maisa of taking a knife and slitting the throat, but any time I'm Notel Neshama and chayiv. You get an impression that Shochet is only Netzias Neshama. And this is a point that the Magid Mishnah makes.
Shochet means Netzias HaShana.
Shoichet means Netilas Neshama. Therefore, you're chayiv with Nechira, Haka'a, etc. I choke an animal, I'm chayiv, right? It's a tolda of Shoichet. The Av Malacha might be actual slitting the neck.
But Rebbe's not trying to imply that if you say that you're chayiv Mishum Tzoveya, that you'd be putter for Nechira and Chanika.
No! I'm chayiv for Nechira and Chanika because it is Netilas Neshama. But if the Rambam would hold like Rav, that I'm chayiv for Tzoveya also, kol zeh haya lo lechtov. L'cha'or, Rav is the bigger chiddush in the sugya. If the Rambam would hold like Rav, you got to tell me that you chayiv mishum Tzoveya. The impression I get from reading a Keta in the Rambam is that I'm chayiv for Netilas Neshama and not for Tzoveya. But this is difficult because throughout Shas, I have a rule that Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how do I paskin? Hilchos HaKavosei de Rav beIsurei uDeShmuel beDinei. Right? Paskin Rav haYisurim. So on Hilchos Shabbos, I should paskin like Rav. So why is it that the Rambam does not paskin like Rav? So the Lechem Mishnah writes on the back. Yes, Nader, you have a comment?
I was thinking like if the Shechter was saying something, he would say something like, "Cause Rav is fair."
Okay, let's just move right along. But the point is,
so maybe it's then.
Maybe it's...
No, saying it's Chayiv and Pater, so maybe it's then.
Maybe it's ten?
Then.
Dead.
Then.
Din. Oh. No! That's not what din means. Hey, that's not what din means at all. Din means dine mominis. Come on. No. It's just a...
I was going to make a joke of because he brings a riot about selling it in the marketplace. Maybe that's dine, but that would have been a joke.
Come on! You're not going to get out of this one. It's a Shver Rambam. How come the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, not like Rav? Comes along the Lechem, the Magen Mishnah doesn't tell me why. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah writes, because Rav acknowledges the Dochuk in his Mahalach. Rav says, I'm worried that future generations are going to laugh at me. That means that Rav is acknowledging that my Perush is very Shver. So therefore, I paskin like the more simple reading. I'm going to be chayiv for Netilas Neshama. Alternatively, the Nishmas Adam, by the way, it's very kedai to read all the Nishmas Adams here in Klal Chof Dalet. The Nishmas Adam writes that he thinks you cannot be chayiv mishum tzoveya because this is going to be tzoveya she'eno miskayim. The Rambam tells me that if I put some dye on metal or the like, so that's called eno miskayim, the Rambam writes. And therefore, it's called eno miskayim, therefore you're not chayiv. So therefore, zok the achreinim, zok the Lech, the Nishmas Adam, excuse me, This Rambam is Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. Hatzovei Chutcha Erko Arba Tzvachim Odover Sheevshal Litzos Men Chutcha Chut Hazeh Is Chayi Beinu Sevei Chayim Ad Sheit Seva Hamiskayim. Avot Seva Sheinu Miskayim Kigon Shehevir Sarek O Sheish Agavi Barizah Unechoshas Utzva O Potter Sharei Atzma Avira Lashaito Veinu Tzvei Aklum Vekoshe Melachto Miskayemis B'Shabbes Is Potter. So the Nishmas Adam Tainas, that the reason why I'm potter is because it's malach she'ino miskayim. However, this is very difficult. It's difficult because the diuk from the Lashon HaRambam is that the definition of miskayim means it's miskayim on Shabbos. Will it last 24 hours? If I put dye on some sort of metal, it might not last 24 hours. For the Rambam, that's not miskayim. Look in the Shar HaTzion, Simin Shin Gimel Osamaches. Shar HaTzion points out this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam about the definition of miskayim. According to Rambam, it has to be miskayim for 24 hours. If I put blood on an animal, I make it mamish fire truck red, blood red, it's going to last for 24 hours. So the Min Paschinuch writes in the Malach of Tzoveya over here, that the approach of the Nishmas Adam, that it's Eino Miskayim, is a difficult approach.
Because doesn't the figure in the Avodah Zarah by Oros Levuvin reference
Oros Levuvin and Maseches Avodah Zarah, right, exactly. They would like somehow do an Indiana Jones and like pull the heart out of the animal. So what are you trying to develop?
Isn't the Gemara Mechalek whether that the skin will be red or not. I mean, it's not that the coloration that happens from the shechita would be miskayim.
As a pashtus, as it is miskayim, I agree with that. So here's the svara I'd like to suggest. You know, there's a whole discussion in the Achrayim that makes it here to Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Simin Shin Chaf, there are Din of Tzovei on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Shibolei Halaket, who quotes from the Yerayim, that Ein Tzovei'a Ba'eichlam. The Yisod of Tzovei'a, the Malach of Tzovei'a, does not apply to food. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Ein Soveya Ba'ochlam. Right, that is a Shinchof. The Fersh and the Mechaber. Doesn't seem to be a point that's very disagreed. You're allowed to put saffron, you're allowed to put carcom. It's like a very sharp yellow color. You can put carcom into food, and it's not Soveya because, there it is, right? Turmeric is saffron? Is it the same thing?
As carcom isn't turmeric? I don't know. I don't have a saffron.
But you can put carcom into food on Shabbos, and it's not an iser of tzeveya, because ein tzvi'a ba'ochlem. And that's why at the end of Sifchaf, if tzeveya pito b'mashke, less lon ba, the ein tzvi'a ba'ochlem. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha quotes in Sif Yutes, Ayin Nishmas Odom, Shemefakpek Be'etzim Hadin. The Gemara says, Shochet Mishum Chayiv, Rav says Mishum Tzoveya, because Nichol Adlotus Beis HaShchita. Ay, it's an Ochel. The meat is an Ochel. Samay Chayiv, if you're an Ein Tzoveya Ba'ochlam. So it's entirely possible that the Rambam holds that Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing gufa about this point. Meaning, Rav is going to say, I am chayiv for tzeveya, even though it's an eicha, I'm going to be chayiv. Shmuel might say, I'm not chayiv mishum tzeveya, because ein soveya ba'ochlam. I think it's very possible to read the Rambam that the Rambam tells me that you're only chayiv for netilas neshama, not for tzoveya, because the Rambam is bothered by the bir halachas kasha. How can there be tzoveya on our Gemara? Isn't it food? Teretz is that ain tzoveya b'oichlem.
Is there a mucker for this concept? Like, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. Like, I would.
Right, so this concept does not appear in the Gemara. Kind of, sort of, a little bit. No?
Kind of, sort of what?
The Prima Gadim. Yeah. Thank you very much. The Prima Gadim Tainos, that this concept of Ein Sobeya Ba'ochlim actually is a Beferish Gemara. And it's a Gemara that we encountered already and spent time on in the Sugya of Borer. It's not just the Prima Gadim, by the way. If you look in the Darkei Moshe over here, the Darkei Moshe at the end of Shin Chaf, right? Darkei Moshe writes, let me just turn to the page. Darkei Moshe says, Nira Kitsas Raya Ledvarov, that there's Ein Tzaveya Ba'eichlem, Mehod the Sof Simen Shin Yutas about Nosim Beitza Letoch HaChardol. At Simen Shin Yud Tes, it's a Gemara on Kuf Mem, that I'm allowed to put a beitza into a misanenes shel chardol. Remember that Gemara? I have mustard, and I take the egg, I put it in the strainer. That strainer separates the white of the egg from the yellow of the egg. And the Lashon HaGemara, the top line of Kuf Mem Aleph, is that Ein Osen Osa Ela LeGavein. The only kavana is for Gavein. Gavein means for Mara. No? And therefore, I see from that Gemara the Ein Tzaveya Ba'eichlem. Because what am I doing? I'm coloring the mustard with the egg yellow, with the yolk. How come it's mutter? Teretz is Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem. So it could be that this is the pshat in Judaism, that the Rambam holds fundamentally Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem, and that forces the Rambam to reject the Shita of Rav. This approach would be very beautiful and grand and nice and elegant, if not for the fact that it is wrong. It's wrong. You see, the Prima Gadim himself already noted this. The Rambam has a different pshat in this Gemara about Noisnim Beitza L'Toich Misanenes Shochardo. Rambam learns this Gemara that when the Gemara says the Ein Kavanaso Ela Ligavain, the Lashon HaRambam is Ligavain means Sheyiz Dakech. Apparently, according to the Rambam, I'm putting the egg into the strainer. There is no mustard at the bottom. I happen to be using a mustard strainer, but there is no mustard at the bottom. Because there is no mustard at the bottom, what does it mean? Ein kavanosoi ela legavain. Legavain means that my kavona is to make the egg better in the sense of that there are fewer impurities in the egg. Right? Ein kavanosoi ela legavain means I want an egg without impurities.
So, Rabbi, could one say that the Rambam Shita is was the Gevein Gevein?
You have to speak slower. It's hard for me to hear.
Rabbi would say that we can characterize the Rambam Shita as was the Gevein Gevein?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing. Was the Gevein Gevein?
Was the Gevein Gevein?
Was given given. What was what was? That's what you're saying? You're like making a play on words about Ein Kavanasa Ela Gavein? Right? That's what you're saying?
This is a joke.
I hope it's a joke. I'm just trying to understand the amplitude of your joke. But the point is that the Rambam writes, it's Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Dalid, Hamishamer, right? Losnim Beitza Trufa, Lamsanena Shochardo, Kadesha Yitzaleel. The Rambam is not saying that I'm putting the Beitza into the Chardol. I'm putting the Beitza into a Misanenes Shochardol. So to say that the Mahalach in the Rambam is because the Rambam holds that Ein Saiveya Ba'eichlim is going to be difficult. First of all, it's difficult because you'd assume that the Rambam should tell us such a big yesod like Ein Saiveya Ba'eichlim. Second of all, if the best raya for Ein Saiveya Ba'eichlim is the Dark Emotion notes, Is that Gemara on Kuf Mem? So then the Rambam uses that Gemara differently, and there's no Raya.
Yeah, B.
Yes.
This one's not a joke. Don't you have a kasha for the read of the Rambam or whatever this read is? That what's the significance of specifying the Senenes Shel Chardal?
I would say that the significance is that I don't think there is such a thing as a Misanenes Shel Beitza. I would also say that you have to... I'd say that maybe they don't have egg strainers, so what people used to use was a mustard strainer. You're right, it is a teeny bit dachuk that we go out of our way and say it's a Misanenes Shel Chardol. I recognize that that's not the simplest thing to say, but nonetheless, I could hear it. I could hear that.
Nowadays, we have all sorts of fancy cooking equipment. We have designated egg separator.
I don't know if there is such a designated egg separator. I've never heard of one.
I have. I think.
Again, maybe in their time they had it. I don't know.
Not as that we have.
Slowly?
It's manazeh we have them.
We have egg separators, yeah?
Yeah.
They separate the white from the yolk with a kidney?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with such a thing. I mean, maybe you're in your kitchen. Maybe you have something you want to show me.
We Taka do not have an egg separator, but my mom has one.
Ben, do you have an egg separator?
You need to separate the whites if you want to make like a, use the whites for like a lemon or mashu.
I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing. Now, here's the thing. The Mechaber Paskins Ein Seveya Ba'eichlim, the Ramah in the Dark Moshe, the one in the Dark Moshe quotes that Shamati from Reb Shane, who heard from Avram Mintz, that you're not allowed to put red wine into white wine because it's Seveya. However, according to the Reim, that Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlim, it's going to be mutter. What that means, and Chacham Ovadia points this out in a Tshuva Nichave Da'at, that effectively there's no difference between Tzviya Ba'eichlim and Tzviya B'mashkim. Right? If you hold Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlim, so it's going to be mutter, Tzai Ba'en Ochel, Tzai Ba'en Mashkim. Okay. Not such a big deal. But here's the big deal. The big deal is Azoi. The source for Ein Soveya Ba'ochlim is a Shibolei Haleket B'Shem Asefer Yireyim. The Avni Nezer, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Kivar He'ir, Shebesifre Yireyim Shalafaneinu Lo Nimtza. This idea of Ein Soveya Ba'eichlim is found in the Shibolei Haleket, but the Shibolei Haleket is quoting the Yireyim. Shteitnisht in Unzer Sefer Yireyim. There are two manuscripts of the Sefer Yireyim. Right? There's the Yireyim with the Perish of the Subvali Reyav and the Yireyim with the Perish of the Toth Osir Aim. It appears in neither of those manuscripts. That means that to assume Ein Seveya Ba'eichlim is difficult. And l'cha'ora, as a matter of halacha, the Pashto says you should be machmir not to be Tzoveya Ba'eichlim. And this is not just a modern Orthodox chumrah from those who learn Mesecha Shabbos here in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, but the Mishnah Brura himself has this chumrah, not here in Shin Chof. It's funny where chumras appear in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura in Shin Chof writes that even though Ein Tzoveya Ba'eichlim, you should not try to add color to your whiskey that you're going to sell. Right? It's almost like, you know, the sherry casks. Some assume that the reason why they put the sherry casks and they make whiskey in sherry casks is because it gives it a nicer amber colored. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're doing the color in order to make the wine, in order to make the whiskey more saleable, so that's usur. That's again in the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim assumes Yamamish Chayiv in that case. Yamamish going to be Chayiv, the Prima Godim writes. This probably means, Azoy.
Rebbe?
Let me just finish the thought for a second.
Sorry.
Even if you hold Ein Seveya Ba'eichlim, right, that's a Shibboleth Halakha Kishim the Sefer Yerayim that the Beis Yosef quotes. But the Beis Yosef himself never wrote Ein Seveya Ba'eichlim. In Shulchan Aruch, he uses a Lashon Ein Seveya Ba'eichlim. But in the Beis Yosef, his lashon is Ein Derech Tzviya Ba'ochlem, meaning the issue at hand is what is kedarkoi. Not right. In other words, the melacha of Tzveya could be, and we'll try to develop this point a little bit more, could be the amchayev on Tzveya when it's Derech Tzviya B'kach. If it's not derech tzviya, I'm not chayiv. So the Shulchan Aruch writes ein tzoveya ba'ochlim, but it could be that the real din is ein derech tzviya. That would mean l'cha'ora. I remember when we learned Shabbos when I was in Rosh Hashanah's Kolo, and Rabbi Willig used to give chaburas every couple of weeks for us. It was a group of Kol Elyon guys. That was our morning Seder. We came up with a journal called Malachei Elyon because it's Kol Elyon guys learning Malachos. Malachei Elyon, which is kind of a, how do I say, an inflated title. So I remember Shmuel Maybrook pointed out at that time that using food coloring is usher on Shabbos, no? If you hold that the real din is in derech tzaveya ba'eichlam, and that might be, by the way, why there is no raya from the Gemara on Kuf Mem, because the Gemara on Kuf Mem about the Beitz and the Mesanenes shel Chardol, that's not the normal way you're tzaveya. You're usually tzaveya with dyes. You usually don't use eggs to give a yellow color. Ein derech Tzveya Ba'eichlam. And this L'cha'ore can explain the Mishnah Brura. Last semester we learned in Yoni Bishul B'Shabbos. So one of the big issues in Judaism involves making tea. No? Mishnah Brura Shein Duchesef Katan Lamites. Making tea on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTzion over there notes that the proper way to make tea on Shabbos is that you should first add the tea scents and then add the water. And he writes in the Shar HaTzion, the reason for that, for adding the tea scents before the water, is because if you don't do it that way, if you have the Samach Daled, Shin Yud Ches, Shar HaTzion Os Samach Daled, that there's really no concern of Tzveya, because Ein Tzveya Ba'eichlim, but it's better to put the water into the tea essence because of those who are choshish for Tzveya, Ayin Yaris Devash. Yaris Devash is the river of Yonis and Apshins. There are those who are choshish for Tzveya Ba'eichlim. this idea makes it to the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says it's better to first add the tea essence and then add the water. Now, Darf Min Fregen, we have to ask, I don't understand. What does it help if I do the tea essence before the water? Lucha Ora. Right, 1 second. What does Chacham Avaya disagree with Lugamre in 80?
He said all of Rebbe's Diyukim.
Every one of my Diyukim.
Yeah, that he doesn't hold of Tzviya B'Ochlin at all. He thinks it's categorically not included, that Tzviya is totally...
Okay. So Chacham Avaya is a Shulchan Aruch Yid. Right, the Mechaber writes, Ein Tzviya B'Ochlin. But what I'm trying to show is that if you go back to Makar HaDavar, it in derech tzviya ba'eichlam, and
the point is usher to go back to Makor HaDavar. So, like, I think it's a poor taina. I think Rabbi Ravadia disagrees, but it's a very long time. I haven't read the whole thing, but I don't think he would disagree. He would agree with Rabbi's view of darko means derech, and bisman hazeh we put food coloring in everything. I also disagree with Rabbi. I disagree with Rabbi. They didn't have food coloring back then. Food coloring is a modern invention.
There might not have been food coloring, but there was normal stuff that was used as dyeing.
Yeah, egg yolk was normal.
I don't think so.
Color your food?
I think egg yolk was primarily an oicha. But my nakuda over here, let me just finish this off, Didi. My nakuda is that this explains the Mishnah Brura. Because what difference does it make if I put the tea scents in first or I put the water in first? I'll tell you the difference. The difference is that one is derech tzviya and one is not derech tzviya. And if I put the tea scents in first, it's not derech tzviya. Memela, that's why the Mishnah Brura recommends to avoid tzveya ba'eichlam shailas, you should put the, what's it called, in first. Put the tea essence in first because that's what makes derech tzviya. Now, or makes it ein derech tzviya. Now, I should point out that in the tshuva of the Avne Nezer that we noted, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, he disagrees fundamentally. And he says that there is no tzviya. He disagrees fundamentally with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says ein tzviya ba'eichlam. The Avne Nezer says it comes from a mistake, comes from a sefer yireyim, no such sefer yireyim. The point that I made before about egg yolks is found in the Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam says that egg yolk is not something that is ordinarily used for seveya. Now,
Bisman on Nishmas Adam, that was definitely true. I don't know if that's necessarily true Bisman Chazal, that it was abnormal to use yolk color the food.
I hear, again, I'm not sure. I have no way of being mavar that suffix. But I want to go back to the point that the Bir Halacha made. The Bir Halacha says, like, dude, the whole Gemara is talking about Tzeveya Ba'eichlim, no? You're shechting an animal, and you want it to be redder so that people buy it. What's going on? So the Bir Halacha points out that if you look in the Sefer Arzarua, the Arzarua's Lashon is that... you're being Tzveya the Or. The Or Zarua writes that you are Tzveya the leather, and leather is not an Eichel. However, if you look in the Rashi, he was Jewish. He had a beard. Rashi writes, Top Rashi Ayin Hayam and Beis, Mishum Tzveya, Zuk Rashi, Shet Tzveya S. What's the word in Rashi? Soveya? Basar! Basar is not or. Right? So the beer, it's funny, the beer halacha is bothered by this kasha. He says, oh, according to the or zarua, it's gevaldik. Because the or zarua says the or, not the basar. But hello, what about Rashi? It's also interesting that the beer halacha does not point out that the tosfos rid in our sugya is clearly saying that yesh tzoveya ba'eichlam. Tosfos Rid asks the kasha. He says, why don't I assume ein tzoveya ba'eichlam?
Raw meat considered food.
Oh, wait. Is raw meat considered food? Probably because I could cook it, but one second, we'll talk about that further. The Tosfos Rid says, don't tell me Ein Sobeya Ba'ochlem, because I understand Gidulei Karka. There are certain malachas we had by Dosh, by Ma'amer, that Ein Ela B'Gidulei Karka. So Gidulei Karka is Choshev. Oichel is not Choshev. And if anything, the Gemara in the next Gemara is going to say Ein Ibud Ba'ochlem, but we don't really paskin that way. Or we paskin that there is ibud on food, right? Providing that you make it, providing that you do it as ibud la'orcha, that you do it, that you sort the, you sort it in order to take it on the long trip. So ultimately, the it's funny that the Bir Halacha only quotes the. Or is it Ruah? He doesn't go that Rashi disagrees. He doesn't quote the Tosfos Rid who disagrees. Is there any other way out of the Gemara about Ein Tzaveya Va'eichlem? So Eli, who didn't even realize he was saying this, but Eli was saying the point that the Chacham Tzvi makes. The Chacham Tzvi says it's not Eichel. Now, it's hard to understand what the Chacham Tzvi means. Simen Tzadi Beis, the Chacham Tzvi, it's not Eichel. What does he mean? So it could mean that raw food is not food. I find that approach difficult. The better approach in the Chacham Tzvi is that what I'm doing is I'm putting dam on the animal. Dam is not edible. The Torah tells me, Lo tocha koha nefesh asher yochal ko dam, right? V'nechrisa nefesh ahi Me amel, something like that. We don't eat dam. Like
every formulation, you can think of it. They're like 10 formulations in a row, no?
Okay. And therefore?
It says it many times. It's really bad.
You know, so the Torah says many times not to eat dam. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The Torah says not to eat dam. And Zakh the
Chacham Tzvi, that Shochet, don't tell me
that it is going to be tzaveya, or don't tell me it's not going to be tzaveya because ain't tzaveya ba'oichlam, because this is not an ochel, because dam is not edible. Now, this is somewhat problematic, because the fact is dam is edible. Haraya, the Torah says, don't eat it. That means it's oichel, but the Torah says, God tells me, don't eat it. Is pig an oichel? Of course. But there's Arya de Isura, Ravya Ale. No? If my issue of oichel is whether it is edible, and in fact, if you look in the Taz here in Sof Simen Reish, Sof Simen Shin Chof, the Taz writes that oichel means a dover that is ro'oi la'achila.
Isn't edible and kosher two different things?
Like, yes.
Like, meat is not right now. You have to do something else to it to make it.
So what you're suggesting is that maybe the Pshat in the Chacham Tzvi is not out the Isser, but it's out that raw meat is not edible. That might be Pshat in the Chacham Tzvi. I'm willing, again, we have to get this Nusach carefully, how exactly it says it in Siman Tzadi Beis. But if that's the Pshat, I think we have certain advantages. Okay. Gentlemen, we're gonna have to continue Tzaveya tomorrow, and tomorrow is Friday. If Mamish feels like today's Monday, tomorrow's Friday. Felt like yesterday was Sunday, and today's Monday.
Friday.
Yeah, so we'll have to continue Mirza Hashem on Sunday. And is Sunday Memorial Day or next Sunday? I don't know how much matters. We'll try one Torah on Sunday. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
Debbie?
Yes.
I thought maybe one could say, like, like said by Dush, that Dush, you're taking it from produce, being vegetation, to being produce. So maybe in the case of the Gemara, you have a carcass, and it's not really food yet. It's a carcass. You don't call a carcass food.
You're saying a very similar idea to what Ellie is saying, which is that in Ella, you're saying that raw meat is not food. You're saying that maybe raw meat is food once it's chopped up into meat pieces, but a carcass is not food. Okay, let's look in this tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi and see exactly how he says it. I think that's good homework for you. Okay? Shkayach. Judaism hacks. Okay.
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Kibbeh Shdiyar. Frolic on.